think that started with a few of us when we were teenagers. And I think the majority of us, our parents were on the National Trustee Board. So we would hear bits and pieces and watch what our mums and dads were doing on that board and kind of know what their role was and what the Brittle Bone Society did. So we decided that we thought that we could help and that there needed to be a younger voice at the society to make sure that we were heard. And we were all very much, you know, we're going to change the world and, you know, very, very dynamic bunch of young people. So we kind of set up our own little, well, our own little branch, really, because the branches were still running then. So we had our own bank account and we did it along the lines of we'll have a chair and a vice chair and a secretary, and that's what we did. So we started to make a newsletter and send that round and ask people if they wanted to join. So it was other younger people that joined, and different people had different involvement and different, you know, some people just literally got the newsletter, but other people were much more involved. And I can remember, you know, I had one of the old BBC computers, you know, the one massive big things that sat in the corner of the room and took up half a room. I had one of them, and I used to sit there and print off about 50 newsletters that went through an ink cartridge every time, and just print them off one at a time. And there was a horoscopes and a jokes page, and, you know, just but something that was for young people by young people. And it was really, really popular. It was great. And I personally loved doing it. And I know a lot of my friends loved it too. You know, they were involved. So it was fantastic, really good.